Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 3. In verse 3, the Word of God says, "For what if some did not believe?" That's an interesting question, isn't it? We are believers, but what if some people don't believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Will God not be faithful because somebody doesn't believe? Will God change what He's doing because somebody doesn't believe? Will God not be correct because somebody in authority doesn't believe? If the government doesn't believe, and there's a lot of governments that don't believe, will God stop functioning in that country or in that place because of unbelief? What if they don't believe? Will God's faithfulness be without effect? And then he continues in verse 4, certainly not. And then he says something that every believer must remember, especially young believers. He says, let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. You're going to encounter people, and probably you've started to encounter them, and the older you get, the more you will encounter them. You're going to encounter people who don't believe. They may be friends, they may even be people you're related to in some cases. They may be teachers or people at school, or when you're older, they may be at work. Your boss may not believe. What do you do with this? Statistics, and statistics can be interesting things, but we know from them that a lot of young people, when they get into high school and college, stop believing God because their teachers did not believe. Well, he says here, what if they don't believe? Is God now false because they don't believe? Did God stop existing because some fool somewhere said there is no God? And in Proverbs 14, verse 1, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. You know, there's a lot of very educated people who God calls fools because they say there is no God. Well, you know, it always struck me. Somebody says there is no God, but they never died. How do you know there is no God? Have you been through death to tell me there is no God? There was an astronaut one time, and interestingly enough, a lot of astronauts are believers. But there was an astronaut one time, that person was on the space shuttle or maybe the space station, I don't remember which, and they came and said, we've been to deep space and we did not find God. There are so many things that are bizarre about that statement. First of all, deep space, really? You're 250 miles away. It's like saying we've been to Virginia and we didn't find God. That's stupid. You haven't been to deep space. You were 250 miles away. If 250 miles away is deep space, then the universe is about a block in size. That's nonsense. Where does God live that you would find him 250 miles? Does he have a house like at the edge of the atmosphere? Is that what you're saying? We didn't find his address? How stupid is that? You see, God calls these people fools because they make such stupid statements. Guys, I don't care if it's a teacher. I don't care if it's whoever. If it's some president somewhere, I don't care who it is. If they say there's no God, God calls them a fool. Now, you don't call them a fool. You can get in trouble for that. But God calls them a fool. Why? Because obviously there is. It's like saying, hey, Parley doesn't exist. See? What is that? She's sitting like right in front of you. What do you mean she doesn't exist? And people say, well, you can't see God. Can you prove God? You know, you see his effects all the time. You pray and you get answers to prayer. That's God. God takes care of you in all kinds of remarkable ways. Of course God's there. Duh. How many people, adults, tell me if this is true, those of you who have been driving. Have you ever had a time when you know that if it wasn't for God, you would have been in a very bad accident? Anybody who drives a car can tell you this is true. That God took care of them, that there was no way that they should have gotten through it, but God made sure they were okay. It's going to happen to you too. More and more through your life, you're going to find that no matter what anybody says, God is going to take care of you because He's faithful. And even if people say, no, He's not there, He's still going to be faithful to you. Somebody's unbelief doesn't change who God is, what He says, and what He does. The people who don't believe Him, God is very merciful toward them. In 1 Timothy 1:13, it's because they're doing things in ignorance. In other words, they're doing things from a standpoint of not knowing that they do them, and God is merciful because God is very gracious. Well, they never heard, perhaps, and therefore they don't believe, or they believed a lie, and now they don't believe. And there are people who believe lies and not believe in God. God is very merciful toward those kinds of people. We don't get harsh with people like that. We don't get nasty toward them. We're merciful toward them. God's merciful toward the unrighteous in Hebrews 8:12. Is it good that they're unrighteous? No. But God is merciful toward them. When you're in school, and this is something that challenges a lot of students, sometimes you get science teachers, and in college this will happen also. Some of these teachers may tell you, they may not, but they may, that there is no such thing as God. Or they'll say things like, well, people came from evolution, or the universe was created by the Big Bang. Guys, I studied science for years and years and years. I have 2 degrees in it. And I can tell you that's a nonsense. That is one of the most preposterously non-scientific forms of thinking that there is. It violates all of the laws of physics. You were not created by a Big Bang, and you did not evolve from a chimpanzee. Now, maybe their mother was an ape, but yours is not. I know your mom. She's not. The thing is this, sometimes scientists will say some pretty stupid things because they don't believe. You see, the fool says in his heart there is no God. And Paul warns against this. He says in 1 Timothy 6:20, keep that which is committed to your trust. In other words, he commits the word of God to you so that you would trust it. Keep that. Hold on to it. Hold on to the word of God and trust it. And then he says, avoid profane, which is like simple-minded, and vain, which is like empty and meaningless and idle babblings. And oppositions of science, falsely so-called. So he says, if somebody is saying that the word of God is not true on the basis of science, it's babbling. This person is babbling. If somebody is telling you, you evolved, that person is babbling. If somebody is telling you that the Big Bang created the universe, that person is babbling. Any self-respecting scientist will tell you that the notion of evolution or Big Bang doesn't actually have any concrete evidence. It's not that their data is wrong. It's that their interpretation is wrong. They'll say, well, things are moving away from everything, and therefore we know that it originated with a Big Bang. Well, God told us He spread out the universe like a drape. That means He's rolling it open. Of course the edges are expanding. He's rolling it open. Have you ever unrolled something? Doesn't it like move away from the origin as you unroll it? Does that mean it exploded into being? No, it means that you unrolled it. Just like the Bible says that God did with the universe. He unrolled the universe. So of course the edges are expanding. Now they'll only give you half the story. You see, we know that some things in the universe are moving away from us, so they are expanding, but some things in the universe are moving toward us. And so it's not just moving away from us, it's always moving toward us, but they'll only give you one side of the story because they are babbling. When you get to school, and the teacher says, well, you evolved about 75 million years ago. You know what you say in your head? What do you say in your head to that? Harley, what would you say in your head? You evolved 75 million years ago, or however many. They don't say 75. 2 million years ago, humans evolved. When they say something that stupid, what will you say in your head? Do you guys know? I want you to remember this word. The teacher says, you evolved. You say, babbling.
Why? Because it's babbling. It's exactly what God calls it. And quite honestly, guys, the scientific evidence is there to show it's babbling. But sometimes people don't believe, they don't want to believe because they want to be the center of the universe. And they will tell you stuff that's total nonsense. It's babbling. Now, Numbers 23:19 tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. God cannot lie. If God said it, it's true. And the reason is because he's not capable of lying. He defines truth. And then it says he's not the son of a man that he should change his mind. So if God said it, it's the way it is. 1 Corinthians 1:20 says that God's promises are yes, and they are the truth. So if it's in the Bible, you know that's the way it is, because it is the truth. John 17:17 says his word is truth. Ever since God created humans, and by the way, scientific evidence does show us that everybody originated from a man and a woman, and they were the parents of everybody. It was Adam and Eve. And we can show this in science. We know it's true. Ever since God created humans, Satan has been trying to say that God is a liar. He's been trying to say that the word of God is not true. The amazing thing is that whenever he does that, Satan is proven to be a liar and the word of God is proven to be true. Let me give you an example. Have you ever heard of Jericho? This is one of my favorite examples. There's tons of examples like this. Have you ever heard of Jericho? Jericho is the last place that Israel had to defeat before it entered the promised land. So Moses, when he took Israel out of Egypt, and they were in the desert for 40 years, then he dies, Joshua takes over, he crosses over the Jordan River, and there's Jericho. And the Bible says that Jericho was conquered when Israel walked around the walls of Jericho 7 times after 7 days, right? 1 time for 7 days, and the 7 times on the 7th day, and the walls fell down. Well, the walls were double walls. That's how they used to build cities there. There was one wall, and there was another wall inside of that wall. And they were very thick. You could actually make a house in the wall, and some people did. That's how thick these walls were. So you had wall apartments, literally. And so you had a wall and a wall, and the walls didn't crumble when they fell and just go straight down. The walls fell one on top of the other. They fell over. And then Israel was simply able to walk over the walls. And they burned Jericho down. And that's what the Bible tells us. Well, people doubted that. They thought that story was too weird. I mean, how can that possibly be? People didn't believe the Bible. And so in the 1950s, they started to look for Jericho. And they couldn't find it. And they were digging and digging and digging, and Jericho was nowhere to be found. And they said, aha, see, the Bible was wrong. There is no Jericho. But then some brilliant archaeologist, and those are the people who find these old places, and some brilliant archaeologist decides, hey, let's look where the Bible says it was. Huh. It's like, you go to Florida and you're looking for Chicago and you can't find it anywhere. Chicago doesn't exist. Why don't you go to Illinois? You might find it. That's how it worked with them. So they went over to where the Bible says that Jericho was, and they started digging there. And you know what they found? They found Jericho. And they found two walls, one wall laying on top of the other wall, and a city that had been burned down. Just like the Bible said it was, exactly where the Bible said it was. People are going to say that God isn't real. People are going to say the Bible is not true. That's baloney. God is real and the Bible is true. As a matter of fact, the only thing you can depend on to be complete truth is the Word of God. You can't even depend on really great people. You can only depend on the Word of God as being complete truth. Don't ever let anyone suggest to you that the Word of God is not true, that God is not real. What are you going to say if somebody says God's not real, or that the Word of God isn't true, or they're going to contradict the Word of God? What are you going to say in your heads? Babbling. Because that's what they're doing. They're babbling. Don't forget that one, guys. One more time. What are you going to say?
Amen.
Okay. You guys understand? All right. That's it for today.